Let's do one on a Mrs. Bond, B-O-N-D. First name is Tara Catherine Bond. This is a 66-year-old woman now being admitted to hospice with end-stage Lewy body dementia, period. Patient's most recent MRI was consistent with the following finding: patchy white matter changes, severe focal regions of brain atrophy. There's enlargement of the superior frontal sulcus, widening of the sylvian fissure, right greater than left, and there may be mild. And there is also mild to moderate left parietal atrophy. These are consistent with Lewy body dementia, period. In the paragraph, because of her dementia, patient is has lost weight. She's eating very little. She's very confused. She has issues with a severe headache, which requires pain medication. Patient is lives at home with her husband, right? Let me see. Yeah, patient is home with her husband, who's been taking great care of her, period. New paragraph, patient's care was discussed with Dr. Pollack, neurologist, P-O-L-L-A-C-K, whom states patient is at end stage, patient is arriving at end stage dementia, most likely related to Lewy body dementia, period. New paragraph, there's also extensive changes of pontine tegmentum demyelination, which has advanced since 2018 MRI. There's also frontal atrophy and parietal lobe atrophy. These all show worsening since previous MRIs. Patient has degenerative joint disease, appears to be in pain because of her pain, because of degenerative joint disease, a much decreased appetite, forgetfulness, requiring around-the-clock care, and is ADL-dependent and is home and chair-bound at this time. Patient has episodes of hallucination, has been tried on numerous medications to control symptoms, but has to no avail. Period. Patient patient requires 24-hour care at this time and is expected to live less than 6 months, given her findings. Period. Furthermore, patient's protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss of significance, and history of gastroesophageal reflux, severe migraine headaches, anxiety, agitation, depression, and is expected to live less than 6 months on hospice. Thank you.